What up, beautiful people? It's your boy, Nate Jackson. This is another episode of whatever in the hell this is called. I apologize for not having a beautiful, wonderful name, but, you know, it is what it is. This stuff gets uploaded to the Nate Jackson Podcast Show stream. It goes to iTunes and it goes to Spotify and wherever you get your podcasts. And that's exciting because you don't have to do anything different to get it. You just go where you already listen and you pull it up. But this is a new concept entirely, okay? We talk about the cities we've been in, our experiences in those cities. And when I say we, it's because somebody's usually with me. Today is Keela.
Hey, y'all.
And I'd imagine if I'm going to keep up with these, I'm going to have to do some of them solo because it's a lot. It's a lot. So I want you to know, if you're listening to this, if you're hearing this podcast, you're special, okay? A lot of energy has gone into making sure you get to hear what is on this show.
Yeah.
Okay? I need you to get rid of all don't give a fuck that's in you right now.
He's sweating, y'all.
Whatever. It's warm in here. I ain't even going to hold you.
It's cold.
You're cold?
Yes.
No, I'm not cold. But you also got on Daisy Dukes. I'm covered. I'm clothed. And so it's hot. But we're in Nashville sitting in the second floor. I don't know if you call it a mezzanine lobby of the Hutton Hotel or Hotel Hutton. And this is where we're seated as we talk about and share with you our experience from Richmond, Virginia. Okay? So, for lack of better words, Richmond, Virginia was fucked up. This is a city that needs to get their shit together, okay? Richmond, Virginia, if you're listening, get your shit together. Okay? The city itself was fine. The people, crazy than a motherfucking. Now, I don't want to judge a whole city by its outliers, but when you get multiple nutcases, you start to question whether or not everybody's nuts. At least a little nuts.
A little bit.
What happened at the show, Keela?
They had to drag somebody out the club.
Who's they?
The police.
The actual?
The popos.
Police had to come into the show, into the club, and remove this loud, crazy-ass lady.
During the feature. They turned the lights on.
During the feature. I was not in the showroom. I was in the green room waiting to go up. And then I hear a commotion. Then Keela runs in the green room like, I need my camera. Then she's out there filming. But then the lady's acting up so much that Keela's like, I don't even want to film this.
It was a mess.
Because of the culture. And she turns her camera off. But the cops had to get the lady out. Apparently, this lady, and I'll just say she's a middle-aged black lady. Apparently, I learned through the night that she had three children. And this was one of her rare times that she got to go out to have fun. And the cops, in all honesty, were very patient with
they
her.
They were.
They gave were. Her a lot of grace.
All the grace.
They took a lot of motherfuckers and yo punk ass and yo bitch out to the face.
Yeah.
To try and just let this lady sober up and be good to go. But
she didn't care about none of
she
that.
She was drinking. I wasn't even out there yet. And that's the thing that's crazy to me. Like, I'm going to be credited with the crazy lady at my show. However, I was nowhere near the stage. This was during the feature. And I just heard him over the mic go, where do you go after that? Where do you go after something like that? I'm like, just bring me up, man.
Mm-hmm.
So apparently the lady was heckling or talking, drunk, yelling, disgruntled, whatever, louder than the rest of the crowd. And security came over and said, hey, this is your warning. You know, we'll be back one more time. After that, we're going to have to ask you to leave. She does it again. They say, hey, second warning. Ain't no more warnings after this.
Yep.
And she's like, y'all ain't going to kick me out no matter what in the fuck happens. And they're like, okay. She does it again. They come back. They're like, ma'am, that's it. We got to get you a butter. She said, I already told you I ain't going no goddamn where. You want me out of here? You need to call the motherfucking police.
Yeah.
I got a ticket. I paid to be here. I'm here. I'm drinking and I'm having fun, which makes sense if you're well behaved.
Yes.
But when you're acting a damn fool,
you got to go.
You forfeit the right to do what the ticket allows you because they have a right to refuse anyone's service.
Yeah.
And when you're interrupting the show, And you fucking up the art form and can't nobody hear or enjoy the show, you got to go.
Yep.
So she says, I ain't going until the cops come. They said, we got you. A few minutes later, showroom lights pop on, cops walk in, and they have to literally physically pick this lady up and walk her out. They had no way to make her be quiet. So
no.
She was yelling over everything that was going on. I'm a this, I'm a that, you're a this, you're a that, I'm a real this. I'm a member of this community and this culture and this area. I'm the unofficial mayor in this motherfucker. And I'm a
single
mom.
She was just making
up
shit.
Man, listen, them cops took a lot to the face outside. In her defense, She had paid her bills. She was drinking her alcohol. She was minding her business too big.
Yes.
But, yeah, I mean, like, there's nothing they really could say other than, hey, remove her from the premises. It's not like they can say she's driving drunk or anything like right. that. She had a DD. She was just loud as shit. Like, you just need to go outside and sit your goddamn ass down somewhere. Mm-hmm. That's what she needed to do. And she was hot. And I'll be honest with you, it seemed like she was turning up. Once I opened the door, she was the loudest she had ever been. She was yeah. Because she was looking right at the headlights. She's looking at who she came to see. And I'm looking at her in cuffs, embarrassed. Now she turning up. Oh, hell no. Hell no. Nate, what kind of shit it? No, she didn't say that. But I'm just saying.
You definitely put a battery in her back just by being there.
Oh, my God. I was like, okay.
It's because I'm a black woman.
Right. And the feature's like, y'all ready for your headliner? I'm like, really, nigga?
Right.
I go up, and literally the crowd is just like, what the fuck? And I'm like, no, seriously. What the fuck, Richmond? What yeah. the fuck? And I within 2 minutes, I had them, they forgot that that had happened, and they enjoyed the show. But that just sucked. And that's one thing. Here's another thing that happened, right? After, I think, that same show, I go outside. I do the meet and greet. After that, I sit down for just a second because I love doing the meet and greet. I love meeting the people. It's also, like, the main source of exhaustion if I have it mm-hmm. because it takes so much more of giving of who I am and sharing and, you know, smiling. And I'm really legitimately happy to be meeting people and but there's people who abuse that, right? Like, if we're having a meet and greet, cool, let's meet, let's talk, let's chop it up. That's cool. I don't mind that at all. There was people who weren't at the meet and greet who waited till after the meet and greet to then come up and be like, tell us a joke. Mm-hmm. And then they called another person, and then three more people came. And before I knew it, I was surrounded in probably 6, 7, possibly 8 white girls that were too young to even get in.
Yes.
And I guess the group was 21 and 22, and one girl didn't have her ID. So they were trying to go to the club next door, and the bouncers were like, you ain't got no ID, you're not coming in here. Mm-hmm. So then they turned, and all of that energy for wanting to have a good time that night circled me like hawks.
Yeah.
And I'm answering questions, and I'm, you know, how'd you, well, you're the comic? Who are you? We ain't never heard of you. How long you been doing comedy? Tell us a joke. You want me to tell you a joke? My dad has a joke. Let me tell you a joke. And I'm just surrounded. Would you want the microphone closer to me?
I do want the microphone closer.
I mean, it doesn't sound the same to me as it does to you.
Okay. Well, that's why I'm here.
Yeah. I mean, I got your
Help
volume
out
up.
With that.
So what the other reason you're here is to tell your perspective of that. I'm sitting on a chair surrounded by basically a cheerleading squad.
Yes.
And you come out. You start boxing out bitches. Legitimately hooping. Boxing out.
I walk up, so I'm putting everything away, and I leave you for a second.
Is that what you were doing?
That is. I was cleaning up the merch table.
I thought I just got left.
No, you know I have to clean up because I'm trying to go get ready for the next show.
Okay.
I leave you like that many a times. That's never, you know, it hasn't been a problem as of yet where you would just be, you know, surrounded by this many people. I turn the corner, and there are legit 10 young women. All I see is
seven
blonde
or eight.
Heads.
Now it's 10.
Yeah, it's 10 women.
Watch, by the end of this,
it looks like little Barbies.
450 white women.
You know what I mean? They had little mini skirts, denim jean shorts on, long leggings, stuff like. I was like, what?
They
in
all
the world?
Were dressed the same. They all had the same type of hairdo. It was like, yeah, nobody wants to be an individual.
Big hair. It was blonde. I was like, what is happening? I didn't see Nate anywhere. Okay, So I have to come through. Excuse me. We gotta go. Get it. Let's go.
Yeah, and I'm just
like a Power Ranger.
I'm seated. They're all standing and literally leaning into my
yes,
face.
Yes, yes.
Wanting to get on TikTok live. Let's go live on TikTok. Let's do a TikTok dance. You're TikTok famous. Make us TikTok famous.
Yeah.
What's your name again? Nate Johnson? I'm like, no, it's
that
Nate
is, that's what I came up and heard.
Okay. I'm like, my God.
No and, more.
And so I got up and I took my butt inside.
Yeah, you can't be left alone.
So between them crazy ladies outside and that crazy woman inside, Richmond, you got some questions that I need answered. Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. But what, then, afterwards, you know what I mean?
What's going on
got
with the
look.
Youth? What's the drug community looking like? Why is it like that?
I don't know.
What did you say now?
I was wondering, you know, after all that commotion and after your shows, we did learn about the cookout. I don't know. I've never heard of the cookout.
Cookout? is normally in the South.
Okay.
I didn't know Richmond, Virginia was like Southern enough to have a cookout. The only other time I saw it was in North Carolina. And so it's basically, for those who don't know what cookout is, it's like, imagine being able to go through a restaurant for drive-through food and everything they serve is stuff you can find at a barbecue.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you can get a burger, but then they got like 8 ways you can have it. I think it's like A through F or something, different modifiers. And then they have a lot of shake flavors, like similar to maybe a Sonic, if you're familiar. Sonic mm-hmm. has a lot of different flavors, but there's a ton. And I just on a whim was like, yo, let me try blueberry. Let me try blueberry.
Out of nowhere.
I wanted to listen to how the blueberry. Hear that in your speakers or your headphones.
Ladies, calm it down. Calm it down.
Yeah. The blueberry. It's an amazing shake. I'll go a step further. I look outside the window here at the Hutton Hotel here in Nashville, across the street, cookout. You think it's not finna be some blueberry shakes around this bitch?
You already know.
My God. The food I had was trash, though.
Yeah, those nuggets.
The nuggets were nah.
Those were the softest fries, nuggets I've ever eaten.
Everything was mushy or hard. Nothing was like made to perfection. And maybe it's because we got it and put it in a box and so the condensation got to it or whatever. But to me, I don't think it was ever about to be hidden.
Me either.
And seriously, the shake was so good that even though the food was trash, the next night I was like, let's go back to the cookout.
Let's do it again. Let me
get all the blueberry shake. And then they're like, anything else? I'm like, fuck it, dude. Let me get a, order again. Fries worse than the night before. Burger drier than the night before. I'm like, come on, cookout.
Just nasty.
But man.
The shakes.
Got that blueberry shake.
I had the cookies one.
That blueberry shake bring all the boys to the yard. Which one did you have?
There was like a cookies and cream type.
Cookies and cream.
That shit was hidden.
But that's basic.
Whatever.
Come on, man.
It was basically delicious.
You can
shit.
But you can get that anywhere. That's okay. Dairy Queen, McDonald's. If McDonald's only got one flavor. And some got M&M's.
I was just about to tell. Don't forget about the M&M's.
No,
now.
They don't all have M&M's. They all got cookies and cream, and some have M&M's.
Mm-hmm.
Right? The McFlurry. That ain't shit but a shake.
Shit. That McFlurry.
It be busting?
Every time.
Whose was better? Like, if you had to rank Oreo cookie shakes, who's number one?
McFlurry, hands down.
Why?
Because the chunky, I don't even like Oreo cookies, but the way that the distribution of cookie throughout that.
Distribution of
that
cookie.
That creamy, like, milkshake.
Distribution of cookie.
Every bite. Then you put a french fry in it. Oh, my God.
Who's number two?
I wouldn't. Oh, no, I know who. Cold cream. What's that? Concrete cream? Cold Stone.
Cold Stone. Cold Stone Creamery.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, they have a really good cookies and cream.
And you call that number two?
That's number two.
Dare I ask number three?
I put cookout.
Really?
Yep. I put cookout.
Then who's number four? Like, who is cookout better than for sure?
I don't know. The local, no, what's the, this was my first job, Baskin Robbins. Yeah.
But have you had the, whatever they call their shake?
No.
I think it's called the Avalanche or something over there.
I've never had that.
So you don't even know?
I don't.
Baskin Robbins could be in first place.
You
leave it in the comments. Who's got that best one? I tell you right now, ain't nobody out blueberry shaking this business. It's incredible. The problem with that is that Cookout has 144 flavors.
Oh, my gosh.
I made that up, but that's what it feels like. It's literally three columns, and the columns are probably 20 things long flavors. So I would say, what is that, 60? If I'm right, that's
like
60.
You want me to do math?
Nah, I'm just 20. 3 times 20 is 60. Maybe it's 10 in each column, but there's so many. There was like banana cream, banana cheesecake cream pie. Like all of those were real flavors. Then blueberry was just blueberry, but they had strawberry, boysenberry, marionberry, banana. I think there was apple. Like, it was so many unconventional flavors. I don't know what made me say blueberry. All I know is, God damn.
Mm-hmm. You did love it.
Yeah.
You had the whole thing.
Cookout's number one for that. And there's no number two or anything beyond that.
That's true.
For me. For shakes, I think, I mean, I've always enjoyed Dairy Queen Blizzards.
Yeah.
So for how much I've always enjoyed them and the fact that it was still good, the last time I had it, it tasted like childhood, Dairy Queen is number one.
For any shake.
Any shake.
Any Blizzard style, mixing up some.
A shake.
Okay.
Number one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Number two?
Mm-hmm.
Cookout.
Whoa.
Now, if it's just the blueberries thing, obviously Cookout stands alone. It's the Captain America of the list. Okay? But as far as everything, I'm still going Cookout.
That's third, a bold statement.
Third?
Okay.
I'm going with Red Robin.
No.
Yeah. I'm going with Red Robin.
No. No hate, Red Robin. However, everything there is trash.
No. They got the shakes going on, and you get the metal container that they stirred it in.
Oh, okay.
So you get a shake and a half for the price of a shake.
Okay. That's a perk.
Just saying.
Yeah, that's a perk.
It's pretty fat.
Number four? Or did we get number three?
A fourth one? McDonald's.
That ain't right.
McDonald's isn't even a shake. It is a shake, but it's just ice cream with cookies in it.
But if a Blizzard is a shake, then a McFlurry is a shake.
I get it, but
yeah,
I just
right.
feel like the Blizzard is stirred up more. Like there's a machine, there's actual blending metal.
That's literally the McFlurry. It's literally the McFlurry.
The McFlurry uses its own spoon.
Mm-hmm.
So I can't tell you how many times I've gotten a McFlurry and it wasn't distributed evenly throughout it. But it's probably 100% that I'm like sitting there chugging like a milkmaid trying to get it all evenly spread out. I've never had that problem with a Blizzard.
Okay.
You get a Blizzard and every bite got three cookie dough chunks in it. You know what I'm saying? Like it's for real evenly distributed to the point that they'll hold it upside down.
I actually forgot about the Blizzard, so there's that.
What would it have made it onto the list for you now that you've been reminded? So
I probably have to kick out Cold Stone.
Damn. So yeah. The Blizzard number two.
Yeah.
Exactly. So I'm trying to tell you. And so I just would like the record to reflect that these shakes were the highlight of Richmond, Virginia.
That's true.
Because between the bombarding of the white girl paparazzi and the crazy black lady getting put out, I'm like, they need to get this city under control. Like every nationality is wilding out in some kind of way. I saw Asian people, they were boycotting.
What were they boycotting?
They didn't want to do math no more.
Oh, shit.
Hey, yo.
Be quiet.
Walk into that sliding glass door. But seriously.
You did learn something, though.
What'd I learn?
You learned that there are levels to this gay stuff.
Touche.
Yeah. Yeah.
There was a guy in the show that I interacted with. He was in the very back of the room. And I'd like to reiterate on that. The very back of the room can still get smoked, too.
Every time.
Okay? New York Comedy Festival is coming up, and I've been blessed with the opportunity to do Town Hall Theater on November 9th. The entire floor sold out in like 8 days. The balcony has still been puttering along.
Nice.
There's 200-some tickets left, all okay. Balcony. Because people are like, he's not going to see us up here. He's not going to talk to us. What are we doing? We ain't even going to be close to someone getting roasted. Surprise, motherfucker. You will.
Surprise.
I'm going to find a way if I got to go up there with a flashlight, a miner's light on top of my helmet.
FaceTime.
I got to take a camera up there with me and show my interaction up on the screen somewhere, but the balcony is going to get it. And so at this venue, way in the back of the room, there was a guy who was with a lady, and I asked her what she did, and they talked, and they were from New York. Then when I asked him, like, what part of New York, like, the way he said the Bronx, there was sugar in his tank. And I don't know how I knew. But you just tell. Maybe it was the long hair and the bangs.
Mm-hmm. Could have been.
Maybe it was
the bump.
What bump?
The bump in his bangs.
Yeah, he had a bang bump.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But I was like, so what's that little flare in your voice? What's that little sugar right there? And he was like, oh, I'm gay. I'm like, oh, okay. And he's like, but I'm not gay. I'm just gay. Like, what you mean? So we get into a conversation about how there's levels to this gayness.
Mm-hmm.
I ask him, scale from 1 to 10, how gay is he? He's like, dude, I'm like a 6. I'm like a 6, maybe a 4 even. I'm like, I'm gay, but like I'm going to introduce my my fiance to my parents, mm-hmm. and they'll be accept. Like, I don't know if that's the right. What he was trying to say was, there's levels to it, mm-hmm. and so he basically said, like, he'll go to a parade, and there'll be like people that he's acknowledging as being gayer than him. Mm-hmm. Like, no, I'm gay, but them niggas gay, right? Right? So right after we talk about that, I do something a little bit later, and then another gay man stands up in the back. This one has on like a Hawaiian shirt. It's unbuttoned down to the fourth button.
He was getting it.
He's sassing, you know, he's got the black auntie sounds. Mm-hmm. He's like, "What's up, Nate? You know what it is," and all that. The dude was like, "See, I'm only this." Well, actually, you know what? The part that I missed the interaction, the dude was like, he's like, "Oh, you know, I'm a 5, bro." And his homegirl was like, "You're at least a 6. And he was like, "No, I'm not." And she was like, "You do Zumba." Like, Zumba makes you gay.
Right.
And I'm just standing on stage listening to this. I'm like, this is crazy. I didn't know there was, like, I know there's a spectrum of sexuality and preference and what you want people want to be labeled, but I didn't know there was a spectrum to each individual letter as well. Mm-hmm. So gay got a spectrum. Like, how flamboyant are you, essentially, is what was going on. Well, the second guy was exponentially more flamboyant than the first guy. And let it be known.
Yes. Twerk some.
Literally started twerking. I start beatboxing one time for the birthday, bitch, or whatever it was. He up throwing ass.
Yes.
In a circle, little Ronnie.
He messed up one of your cameras.
Did he?
Yep.
How? just bumped it out of place?
He was holding on to the table, bracing, so he could get the mega knees activated.
And he wasn't no little petite man either.
Nope. This guy
was like 6'4" and grown.
Yep.
With the Hawaiian shirt in his chest, he was shaking his chest like he had real boobs. I think you said something about some titties while
you
he was out there.
You said a titty popped out.
Yeah, a titty popped out. He grabbed his chest like a titty really popped out. Like, oh, I'm sorry, y'all.
Right, my bad.
He had no titty up under there.
No, he did. They was about my size, so.
Hilarious. The part that's nuts to me is, like, the spectrum of gay, mm-hmm. and that this guy, like, knew where he was at. And then, without me looking for it, boom, we get the perfect example of, like, somebody who was more flamboyant than him. And the whole room was in just dying because it was like, how does one gay guy say he's gay but he's not noticeably gay? And then the next one is, after we talk about the other type of gays, the next one is exactly what we're talking about. Mm-hmm. He's twerking and showing titties and snapping and popping fingers and all that. Like, it was going down. I'm going to drop the video.
Yep.
I'm going to drop the video because at the end of the day, at the core of it, at the crux of the matter is we all have fun.
Yeah.
And that's what I would say is first. Was it fun?
Yes, it was.
You know what I'm saying? Was it fun, though?
Yep. Everybody's going to have fun.
I've been calling. Was it fun?
Yes.
People are in all of the comments. I had a ball. It was super fun. It was this. It was that. Like, it's a good time. So whether or not, I don't care what somebody is on the spectrum. I don't care about it. Like, are we having fun? Mm-hmm. That's my thing.
Yeah.
Now, enough to get the cops called and into the showroom and pulling people out of the room, that's a whole nother question entirely.
Right.
So, all in all, that's Richmond, Virginia right there for you.
That was Richmond.
Essentially, what I needed in Richmond, Virginia, or what they need in Richmond, Virginia, to be honest with you, is several white folding chairs. They need to run through Richmond, Virginia, panging people. Pang, 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 pang. Like, they got to get their community back to where they'll take guidance, suggestion, mm-hmm. and, you know, authority better than what was happening in Richmond.
But we love Richmond.
My God. It rained like crazy. These people came from D.C. or somewhere, and they were like, "We're having a roti festival tomorrow. You got to come eat authentic African roti."
No, it was the rice. What's the rice? It starts with a P. I can't remember.
Jollof.
It don't start with a P.
It doesn't at all. But it was a jollof festival, which is where they take the plantain and turn it into like a dough that doesn't taste like plantain or banana. And then you like basically grabbing food.
Oh, you know about it.
I know a little bit. Okay. I've never had it, but I want to. I like eating with my hands.
Mm-hmm, me too.
You do?
I do.
And it's not acceptable unless you have Thai lettuce wraps.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
Which we do.
With some pork belly.
Yeah, or whatever else you reach out and grab. But yeah, that was pretty specific.
It's my lettuce wrap meal.
Mm-hmm. That's fun to me.
Mm-hmm.
Fajitas.
Yep. Tacos.
Right, but fajitas more particularly because taco comes out built already.
You're right.
Fajita, you're like making a Build-A-Bear that you can eat. It's exciting. It's fat people logic.
Boy, you like to eat.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a foodie. We actually started a food show.
Mm-hmm.
First episode was, what was the first episode?
That when we were at Graham and Dunn.
That's right. Graham and Dunn in Kansas City.
Yep.
Second episode, Chef Josie, Buffalo, New York.
Mm.
Listen.
Oh, shit.
Chef Josie is special.
Okay. I wasn't there for that one.
Uh-uh. Take my word.
Okay.
She's special. And anytime we're in Buffalo, we're going to go see Chef Josie.
Okay.
And for anyone that's curious, it's SZNBUF, Season Buff. Now, this episode isn't about Buffalo. This episode's about Richmond. But you just need to know there's the food show on the way. The third city that we hit for the food show was Ponce Puerto Rican restaurant in Chicago, Illinois. That was awesome, too. It was a completely authentic Puerto Rican cuisine restaurant run entirely by women. Owned by women, run by women, managers are women, owners women, social media and all that, all women. It was like the Amazon of food.
Slapping.
Yeah, it was off the chain. And so, yes, I love food. I would love to see a food show turn into something.
It will. We'll be on Patreon, which is coming soon.
Yeah?
Yep.
Well, that's cool to know.
Yep. We're not announcing it yet, but that's, you know, get over there on Patreon, download the app. Excuse me.
What's my Patreon? What are you dealing with? You ain't eat nothing or drink nothing? You swallowed spit and went down the wrong
pipe? It's that Nashville hot coming back up.
And we're going to get into that, too. When we talk about the Nashville Nashville, when we have the episode talking about Nashville, listen, it's like when in Rome, right? We were in Buffalo, we wanted Buffalo wings. We're in Nashville, we wanted Nashville hot. Anywhere else I've had Nashville hot, it got temperatures. You can pick it, 1 through 5, like Thai food. Here, you get it how it is. This is how we make it. And when I tell you,
I told him no, y'all.
I sent it back. I said, you can have this back, man. Send me back a mild one.
Now I'm struggling.
For fuck's sake, sir. I can't eat this. What are you trying to do? Make my heart pop? Anyway, so that's why Keela's coughing and burning up.
Sorry about that. But yes, Nate Jackson on Patreon. Y'all go ahead and download the Patreon app, and there will be new episodes of Behind the Scenes as well as his food show.
Nice.
Coming soon.
For sure. That's going to be the episode for today. We got to get ready. Kids got to go over to the venue. We got to get set up. We're here in Nashville at Nashville Zanies. We have 8 sold-out shows, and it's gone down. Thank y'all. Peace.
Bye.